Over 40 women business owners based in Manchester showcased their goods and services at the second annual Made in Manchester Women in Business Expo on Sunday, March 5 at Manchester High School in the parish. Stay with us for the next few minutes to hear more. The Made in Manchester Women in Business Expo, held in the heart of Maddieville, is geared towards celebrating and showcasing women business owners in the parish and providing a platform to increase their visibility and build brand awareness. The second staging of the event was held under the theme, Buy Local, Build Manchester.
These women are extremely talented and creative, and that is one of the reasons why we decided to put together an event called Made in Manchester. These women are hungry to improve their business, and they really do well.
Event coordinator and business owner Annette Salmon. Women entrepreneurs from the technology, hospitality, agriculture, agro-processing, beauty, professional service, art and craft, jewelry, manufacturing, education, dental and medical, and fine arts sectors showcased their products and services. Maureen Williams specializes in edible chocolate bars for her business Chocolate Expressions and prepares gluten-free wraps using Jamaican ground provisions for her other business or Jamaican foods.
This year was much bigger. You have some of the same people who came back and then they brought others with them. That's for the chocolate. For our Jamaican food, no, that was a big hit because it was new. People were excited that, you know, you could make so much product from our breadfruit and cassava, and they get to actually taste it and they really liked it. So it was, Made in Manchester was just great for us. So I got calls for people who want to export.
Chief Executive Officer of Chocolate Expressions at Or Jamaican Foods, Maureen Williams. Allison Turner Lewis designs handmade semi-precious gemstone jewelry with sterling silver.
The diverse range of audiences has provided me the platform to promote semi-precious, and trade-to-trade business has increased. I've recently been contacted by two international companies to house my pieces in the United States and in Europe.
Chief Executive Officer of Semi-Precious, Allison Turner Lewis. The expo featured dentists, coaches, trainers, shoe, jewelry, and handbag designers, among others.
The women in the group are persons who are from a variety of sectors. We have established business owners, as well as we had persons who just came on board to start a business just 4 months old.
Chief Technical Director in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Stephen Wedderburn, speaking on behalf of Portfolio Minister Carl Samuda, lauded the organizers and women entrepreneurs for the successful staging of the event.
I urge us to unite to obtain more access to financing, build our capacity, improve productivity, export performance and market access, increase employment, and engage in economic activities that will lead to sustainable economic growth and inclusive growth and development of women entrepreneurs in Jamaica.
Chairman and Chief Executive Officer of Manpower Maintenance Services, Audrey Hinchcliffe, says the timing of the expo allowed women to showcase their talents and skills in various areas while demonstrating economic independence.
The Made in Manchester Women's Business Expo has come at a very opportune time. While we celebrated International Labour Organization, Women in Business and Management gaining momentum, study released just over 2 years ago found that 59.3% Jamaican women have the highest proportion of women in business globally, ahead of countries like the United States and the United Kingdom.
Mayor of Maddieville Donovan Mitchell has lauded the women for their efforts and announced that one of the shops in the Maddieville Park will be leased and used as a space for the business incubator of Made in Manchester.
What this will do is that we will now have an outlet where persons can get in touch with them to buy items there, make orders. It can also be a drop-off point.
For more information, call 620-8588.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.